Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchelam. We're now in Masachet Chuli and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph in the middle of our discussion about the status of Levim, whether or not they are called Am and therefore Chayav in Matnot Kuna or not. Bouncing off of the story with Rav, where Rav said we cannot seize Levi's Zerol Chayim Keva to give to a Kohen. On the other hand, he didn't seem to be pleased about it. The solution that we came up with was he was not sure whether or not they're called an Am, and therefore unsure whether or not they have that liability. So now, Yatzi Rav Papa Kamar Lo LaHashmata. Rav Papa repeated this entire story and result. Eitav Rav Idi Bar Avin the Rav Papa, he challenged him with the following, and this is a relatively long brayta detailing the different matnot aniyim. Arba matnot aniyim shebekarem apert v'olod v'shikcha v'peya. So these are basically mishnayot in based on mishnayot in peya, the four different gifts that are given in a vineyard: peret, which is like leket; olot, which is a unique gift from the vineyard. We'll see the psukim in a minute. Shikcha, you forgot a bundle of grapes that you had already package to take, and you left it out there. And peya, of course, a corner. Shalosh should be tvoa, which like at shikcha and peya, and shnayim should be ilana shikcha vapeya. We'll see the sources for all of these. Kulan ein bam tovatana alabalim. All of them are given to any anim that come, and the owners have no right to decide who to give it to, and there's no tangible benefit in that right, which of course doesn't exist. And even if there's a poor man who has a little vineyard, we do force him to give to other anim. Now, maaser ani mitchalek b'toch beito, but maaser ani, which is given in the third and sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, in lieu of maaser sheni, and it is divided up in his house, not left out in the vineyard or in the field, yesh po tovatana balim. The owner can decide which I need to give it to, and that's actually a right which is tangible and is worth something. Perhaps machloket tovata hona mamon or not. Afilu anish v'Yisrael motzino to miado. Even if a poor man has, you can force him to give maser ani. Ushar matnot kuhuna. However, all the other matnot kuhuna kagon hazrov l'chaim keva, and that's why it's here. Sort of comparing or contrasting matnot kuhuna to matnot anim and using zrov l'chaim keva as the example. Ein motzin otan miyadan lo mikohen lekohen velo milevi levi. We do not force it and take it away. Unlike matnot anim that you give from one ani to another, you don't give this from a kohen to a kohen or from a levi to a levi. And we'll go back, and that's the key line for our whole thing. But let's finish the brayta. Let's see. That's ololot, which has to do with grapes that are sort of hanging off the vine, but not fully hanging. Parrot karmachalot lakeit. That's parrot. That's individual grapes that fell, like leket. Uchtiv kitivsor karmachalot teolel acharecha. So in the other pasuk in Kitetse, which allows the worker who's working there to collect certain things, it says lo teolel acharecha. What does acharecha mean? Or maybe acharecha zu shikcha, meaning to turn around, go back and take something. And peya, how do we know that? Gamar acharecha acharecha mizayit. We'll see in the parallel pasuk about the olive grove, which then sets the tone for all orchards, that there is the word acharecha there, and a zayit has obligation of peah also. So we apply peah through acharecha recha to the vineyard also. Mizayit tichtiv ki tachbot zeitcha lo tefa'er acharecha. What's acharecha? The word lo tefa'er was a little hard to figure out what it means. Means here, halachically, do not take all of its glory, mean don't clear cut it. So that's leave peah. And the word acharecha there connects with our acharecha, and thus we have peah in the vineyard. Shlosha shebitfua, what are the three in the grain fields? And these are all explicit. Haleket vashikcha vapeah. Lichtiv, kutzuchem kutzuchem, lo techale peat sadcha vekutzuchem, don't clear cut it. Veleket tzircha lo telakeit, and don't pick up the grain that's a fell. And kitzork tzircha besadech vashachata omer sadeh lo tashuv lekachto. You can't go back and pick up a sheaf that you bound and left out in the field and forgot. Shnaim shebilan. We've already seen these. Hashik chavapea. Dichtiv, kitzuchem tzircha lo tefair acharecha. And acharecha zu shikcha. Acharecha means to turn around and take it. We already saw that. Now, none of them are up to your discretion which Ani to give it to, my tama, azivak tibahu, because they all say la ta'azovotam, abandon them, leave them for the ani, not give them to the ani. So therefore, you have to leave them and let anybody take it, and you don't have any rights over it. Afilo ani shvisva motzino tomi ado, why dichtiva leke ktsircha lo tlaket la ani velager, ta'azovotam. So if you parse it a little differently, it says even the ani and the ger have to leave for others. It's the ani velager, meaning the ani should leave for the ger. Lazir ani al shalo. Even the ani is included as an owner here. So just creative parsing. Umaser ani mitchalek b'toch hitoish b'tovotan l'balni maitam. Why netinak tiv babay? Because when it comes to maser ani, that we learn from the pasuk gam netativ l'alevi l'ager in the vidui masrot in Dvarim Chafav, and there you have the word v'natan or v'natativ. That means I gave, and giving that you get to decide who you give to. We have the word lager in Vidui Masrot, and we have the word lager here in Lekek Tzircha Lo Tlaket, and therefore Malalan Muzhar Ani Al Shalo Afka Muzhar Ani Al Shalo. Therefore, here also the ani has to give if he has enough stuff, even though he might be an ani, he also has to give maser ani. Now, what do we infer from that? So implying, you can't take it from a levi to give to a levi. You can't give it from a coin to give to a coin, but you do take from a levi to give to a coin. Alma ikuram, so you see, and that was the point of this entire brayta, was to prove that levim are obligated to give matnot kuna, and they're called an am. And the answer is no. Kigon hazroa velozroa, meaning hazroa v'chayim v'akiva is an example of matnot kuna, but it's actually not a good example. Because in that case, we don't give it from a levi to a kohen. Umayni umaser rishon. So we say, what did we really mean? We merely meant maser rishon, that we don't take from a levi to give to a levi, we don't take from a kohen to give to a kohen, but we do take from a levi to give to a kohen. Now that's very strange, because maser rishon de levi hu. Maser Rishon belongs to a Levi. Why would you take it from a Levi to give to a Kohen? The answer is Korbalozvan Azariah. Tanya, a very famous braita about the division of Masrot. Truma le Kohen, Maser Rishon the Levi, the verb Akiva. That's the way we learned it. Korbalozvan Azariah Omer af le Kohen. He says Maser Rishon also can be given to a Kohen. Now, Amar dam Korbalozvan Azariah af le Kohen. Le Kohen velo Levi mi'amar. But all he's saying is you could give it also to a Kohen, not that you could have to give it exclusively to a Kohen and not to a Levi, and certainly not that we take it from a Levi to give to a Kohen. The answer is, in Vatakansinu Ezra, as we find in Sefer Ezra, the Levim did not make Aliyah. And therefore he fined them, he issued a fine, and took away Maser Rishon from them and gave it to the Kohenim. Now, Amar to Kansinu Ezra, the most that we know about his fine is the Lo Yavinan Lehu, is that we don't give them Maser Rishon. That's a fine. Mishko Minavi Amrit, he did not make a fine that we seize Maser Rishon from them, the rightful recipients, and give it to Kohanim. So, our example of Maser Rishon being the real example where you take it from a Levi and give it to a Kohen is not going to work. Elak Yugon Zroa Velo Zroa, my Neo Reshita Gaze. So we said, we meant Zroa as an example of Matnot Kuna, but that's really not the example that we take from a Levi and give it to a Kohen. What is the one? That's Reshit HaGeiz, because Reshit HaGeiz, as we'll learn in the next parak, is a gift given from anybody to Kohanim, and the anybody, there's no word Am there, so that would mean even Levi has to give it to a Kohen. Okay, so we have not yet disproven Rav's doubt, or we haven't settled Rav's doubt. Toshma, Zeaklal, Kol Devar Shu B'Kedusha, Gontrumo Trumat Maser V'Chala, Motzinotan Miyadam. So this is talking again about taking from a Levi to give to a Kohen. Anything that has Kedusha to it, like Truma, 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 Maser, Chala, things that can only be eaten by Kohen, or only be Kedusha, B'tahara, etc., we'd seize from the Levi and give to the Kohen. V'chol davar she'eino b'kedusha, g'naz ro'vachay mekeva, ein motzino tal mi'adam. So anything that doesn't have Kedusha, we don't seize from them and give. So that implies that they're obligated to give, but we don't seize from them because they don't violate any Isurim by eating it. There's a financial obligation, and they don't do it, they don't do it. And the answer is Kigon Zroa Velo Zroa. Again, Zroa V'chaim Kiva is really an example, but it's not a good example. What do they really mean? Umayni Umaser Rishon Vatir de Kansinu Ezra. It really meant Maser Rishon, and Maser Rishon, after Ezra fined them, they should give it to the coin, but we don't seize it from them and give it to the coin. Good. Toshma. Hashochet lekohen ulegoy. If a coin or a non-Jew, either which is not obligated to give matnot kuna, gives you a Yisraeli slaughter, an animal to slaughter, Patur min matanot. You don't have to give matanot from there, because on behalf of somebody, the owner is somebody who doesn't have to give matanot. What's the implication? Anybody who's not a Kohen, who's Jewish, you have to give, even including a Levi. Ha Levi li Yisrael chayav. So lo tema ha Levi li Yisrael chayav. Don't make that inference. Ela ema ha li Yisrael chayav. In other words, a Kohen you're not chayav, a Yisrael you're chayav. Avala Levi mai patur. Levi should be in the same camp as Kohen. So ihachi lit niashochet lo Levi o lukoi. So then the Braita should have said, if you shech, that's really a Mishnah, shochet l'levi ulegoi, and then kal v'chomer, I'll know that a Kohen, patur min ha-matanot. Ve'or ha-tani, shochet l'kohen l'levi ulegoi, patur min ha-matanot, levi l'Yisrael chayav. Here we have an explicit Braita that says, if you're slaughtering on behalf of a Kohen or a non-Jew, you're patur. And explicitly it says, on behalf of Levi or Yisrael, you're chayav. So Rav has been disproven, and we really should take matnot kohuna from a Levi, and there is no safek. The answer is Amalach HaRav. This is how Rav would defend himself. Tanoihi, the issue of whether Levi is called part of Am Yisrael or a separate group is really Machloka Tanaim Tanya in the context of Kaparat HaMikdash, V'chiperk Mikdash HaKodesh, Zelifnai V'lifnim. That pasuk refers to the Kohen Gadol achieving Kapara for the Kodesh Kadoshim. Et Ohel Moed, Zehechal. That's the Mikdash. Mizbeach Kamash Pa'o. Look at the pasuk. Yechaper Elu Azarot. Good. Al HaKohanim Kamash Pa'o. Ve'al Am HaKahal Elu Yisrael. Notice the Levi is left out. And then the last word, Yechaper, which is repeated word, is to include Levim, which proves that according to that opinion, Am does not include Levim. Levim are somewhere in the middle. V'tanya Yidach, we have another bright, Yechaper Elu Avadim. Because Am includes Levim. Levim have to be in there somewhere. So my love, Bakavi Palgin, Marsava Ikuram, Marsava Lo Ikuram. So you see that the machloket in that braita is whether or not the Levim are called Am. So that would be Rav's defense. But for Rav, he's fear like Aitana Lema, he's fear like Aitana Lema. So why doesn't Rav just say, I hold like this Tana, that the Levim are called Am and they have to give, or they're not called Am and they don't have to give? The answer is Masafkale, Ikaitana, Ikaitanya. He's in doubt as to whether or not this Tana or that Tana should be the halacha. Okay, so now we understand where Rav was coming from in bemoaning the fact that we didn't take matnot kahuna from this particular Levi, and then being upset that this Levi was now claiming him for himself from others. Okay, Darash Marimah, Marimah came out and publicly declared, Hilchatakavateh Rav, we rule like Rav, that we do not seize them from the Levi. Hilchatakavateh Rav Chista, which is that if you're mazik matnot kahuna, you're not chayiv to replace them. It's just zeh, meaning just those particular pieces of meat. And there we go. Now, Ula, have yativ, yahiv matanta lakanta. Ula used to give his matnot kahuna to bat kohen, who was married even to Yisrael, to women kohanot. Meaning her father was a kohen, even though she had married Yisrael, he'd give her the matanot. Etive rava leula, so Rava challenged him. He said, minchat kohenet nechelet, minchat kohen enu nechelet. If a kohenet brings a mincha, a bat kohen brings a mincha, he can be eaten like any other mincha. A minchat kohen can't be eaten. The amrit kohen vafil kohenet, but if you think that kohen extends to kohenet, meaning anytime the Torah talks about a kohen, it means a kohen or a bat kohen, and therefore you can give your matanot to a bat kohen. The halacha in the Torah is very explicit that any mincha brought by a kohen cannot be eaten. So how can you eat minchat kohelet? Amarle Rebbe, Mitunach, please, Aharon Uvanav to me in a parsha. If you take a look at that parsha, it says Aharon Uvanav. So that particular halacha, not eating a minchat kohen, is only mincha of a kohen man. But that doesn't mean that every time it says kohen, it means only man. It could be anybody who's a kohen. Dever Bishmael Tana, he had the following, kohen velo kohenet. He has a different way of explaining why matnot kuna can go to women. Kohen velo kohenet. Meaning, anytime it says Kohen, it means only male Kohanim. V'ilmod satum min amfurash. And therefore, wherever it doesn't say only men, like Aharon Uvanav, you can learn that from the Minchat Kohen, which is only men. And therefore, it should be that it's only given to men. But, Yaakov Tana, Kohen, Mafil Kohenet, Avim Miut Achamiut. That's very good, but because it says Kohen, and that blocks out Kohenet, but it's read as a mute. And therefore, in our parsha, v'zemishpata kohanim etam v'natam la kohen, you have two times it says kohen ve'in miut achamiut al rabot, and the second miut is there actually turns it inside out and is marbe that you do give it to women. So that justifies Ula's behavior. Now, Rav Kahana, who was not a kohen, his wife was, his wife used to get matnot kuna, and then he would eat them. Her papa, remember, the matnot kuna can be eaten by anybody. That's not like truma. Her papa, achal b'shvil ishto, same thing. Rav Yemer, achal b'shvil ishto, also. Rav Yidi bar Avina, achal b'shvil ishto, also. I'm Ravina, Amarli Mereimar. So Mereimar told me the following. We had this already, that Mereimar ruled. Also. But he added that we do follow Ula, and that is you can give Matnot Kuhuna to a Bat Kohen who is even married to Yisrael. And also, fourth thing, which is, Levia Shialda Benah Patur Mechamesh Slaim. If a woman, and again, just like the Bat Kohen, even being married to Yisrael, still maintains some level of kohuna, so that we can give her matnot kohuna, and even her husband can eat the meat. If a Bat Levi, who's married to Yisrael, gives birth, her son is patur from pinyon event, because the whole shevet is patur, and even though she's a Bat Levi married to Yisrael, she still has enough levia in her to exempt the child, parallel to what we just learned about matnot kohuna. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Hazorah b'chavim kivah nohagim mekilayim uvekoi. So this takes us back to a much earlier parak, to Kisui Adam, where we learned about the koi, the hybrid animal. And we're going to refer to that parak in a moment. Say, it applies to kilayim, meaning a mixed breed, and a koi. So if you have a goat and a ewe, and the result is this kilayim, then you have to give matanot. But minatayish minatzviya, if it's a goat and a doe, then patur minamatanot. Then you don't give matanot. Remember, matanot only come from a behema. Now watch. Merch tikamelan de nikisui adam. Now we go back to that perek. And we said that back in that perek we already decided that matanot, then in the context of Kisui Adam and Matanot, there's all a discussion of Kisui Adam. The only way that this Machlok Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim could happen would be if a heart had relations with a nanny goat. And the issue is as follows. They both agree. They both agree that we do not know whether or not the father's identity plays a role. Uveseh, and here's the machloket. When we say beseh, in the context of matanot, afilu miktzatseh, can we palgi? The machloket is, what if it's a part of a seh? Meaning, marsav arsev afilu miktzatseh, the Rabbanan say that even if it's part seh, which means, since the male here is the behemah, and it's a heart is the mother, is the mother, therefore, if you give matanot from a miktzatseh, this might be miktzatseh if we take into account father's identity. We don't know whether to take into account father's identity. Umar Sarah Seva fil miktzatseh lo amrinan. And Rabbi Elazar says, we're not concerned with that. It has to be a full set. So, based on Rabbi Elazar de Pato, I understand Rabbi Elazar's position. He says, there are no matanot, because Sarah Seva lo miktzatseh. Therefore, it has to be a full set, and the mother here is a doe, and therefore, it's certainly not all set, and therefore, there's nothing to give. Even though Rabbanan say that a partial seh you give from, so palgalishko, so at least at the very most, give half matanot. And the other half say to the kohen, prove to me that we do not take into account the father, in this case a heart. That we don't take that into account, ushkol, and then you could take, because then you've got a full animal, and you can't prove that because we don't know the answer to that, and therefore you only give him half. We said the same thing back there on the sixth parak, and chayav that we said here meant chayav to give half, so half or none. That's the issue. Meitiv Rabbi Zeira, watch this challenge. Koi is sort of like a chaya, in some ways like a beima, in some ways like both. Ketzad. Chelbo asur kechel beima. We do not allow eating the fats because it might be a beima. You can't eat it. Tamo chayav lechasot, but if you shecht it, you have to cover the dam. Kedam chaya, just like a chaya. And those are examples. Drachim shavin lebeima v'chaya. How is it like both? Shedamo v'gido asurin kebeima v'chaya. You can't eat the gid on Hashem. You can't eat the blood or drink the blood because Beima and Chaya have that in common. Chaya is Zorah Chaim Keva. And you have to give Zorah Chaim Keva. And Rabbi Elazar Poter. If you eat the Chaya, it should have just said that a koi, you have to give half. And Rabbi Elazar says none. So the answer is, indeed, I did it harachabov adamov, the lamat nichat zichetzi. When it comes to the chelev and dam, there's no half and half that's mentioned. Shemachalo kamachatani chetzi. That's why it didn't say chetzi, but really is chetzi. All right, so just in the context of the Mishnah, rhetorically, it didn't mention chetzi. Ki atu Ravina Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin came there to Bavel. He brought the following from Rabbi Yochanan. He disagreed with that entire take, and he said it's not chetzi. And he said the Rabbanan say that a koi, you have to give all matonot. Why? Tanya, the Arpasuk says, shor, im shor, im se, malmor im shor, l'rabot takilayim. Im shor means even something that's kind of partially a shor, it's one shor parent. Se, matam l'mor im se, l'rabot takoi. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the Torah obligates you to give even from a partial behemoth. Rabbi Eliezer, hi, im lamali. Rabbi Eliezer, of course, discounts that because there's your patur from matanot because it has to be a full behemoth. So what does he do with the word im? We need im in order to lechalek and say your chayav even if you only did an ox or only did a se. You don't need to be shor visse. It has to be shor im se, say if this one or that one, either one you have to give matanot. Rabbanan lechalek manalu. So how do the Rabbanan prove lechalek that you have to, that the Torah obligates you even if you only did one or the other? Nafkalumi et zovchei hazevach, because the Torah describes giving it from those who slaughter the zevach in the singular. So even one animal. So what does he do with that pasuk? Why does it say meitzov chayazevach? Not to tell you singular, but to tell you who is it that you go to get your matanot? Not the owner, but the slaughterer. Meitzov chayazevach. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next Mishnah, in the next podcast. Everybody should have a wonderful day.